morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Say hell yeah if you have a birthday today.
Hell yeah.
Hey! There it is. There it is.
Hang on. Yeah, there's a bell for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, that's great, Lauren. Let's celebrate. I walked into work today with a massive knife and champagne.
Yeah, you were a little scary walking in today. I wasn't sure what the serrated knife was.
In our poorly lit garage.
Oh, baby, what's your name? Go, girl, it's your birthday.
You're saying because you love birthday cake so much.
We don't buy no drinks at the bar. We love birthday cake. Let me hear you say,
All right, listen to the first verse. This is Lorraine's typical night.
Pocket full of money. Club don't jump till I walk inside the doorway. Bottles of that rosé. Smiling like Dolce & Gabbana. Shout out you the baddest and to meet you is an honor. La mama, I got a table waiting. What you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo.
Is it on the beach?
I'm
going to
beat your like a Congo. I'm going to beat your bottom like a Congo.
I don't think I've ever really heard the lyrics, you know?
Well,
yeah, and let me make you feel old for a second. It's almost been a decade since that song got released. It was like a 2010 song. Didn't it seem like yesterday?
Right, yeah.
8 years ago, man.
Seriously.
Trey Songz featuring Fabulous.
I remember on the radio playing it every 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then somebody pointed out all the adult references in the song. I was like, oh, maybe I won't do a birthday shout out with the song anymore.
No, that's great.
I didn't know that there were all these adult references in there. I guess I got to listen to it. You don't have to go in.
No. I mean, just play your bottom like a bongo is a new one to me.
I like that one. That's my fave.
Yeah. Ask Sterling if he'd be into that later.
Mm. Play his bottom. Like a bongo.
Yeah. Quit moving.
Quit moving. Running around the house. Giggling. Oh, my God.
How do you feel today, Ren? Another year older. What time were you born? Do you remember?
In the morning at some point. I think like maybe 6:55-ish.
Okay. Oh. We'll go for a moment of silence on the radio at 6:55.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, not any different.
Is Dallas home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you do anything last night? Are you doing something today?
I had a dirty martini last night.
Good.
That's a celebration.
My son went to bed early. It was a big celebration for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dinner plans?
Yeah, we'll probably go to dinner somewhere. I haven't planned anything. So.
Yeah, I don't know. The numbers, Roy, it gets weird. Like, once you hit a certain age, and I'm not going to say Lauren's age, but once you hit it, it's like, because I'm way past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're just like, meh.
Yeah.
I think the next big birthday we'll celebrate is like...
Well, technically, I was supposed to have a big birthday, and I really didn't do anything. It was just more bad to me. It was 25.
Yeah, you had a quarter-life birthday.
I should have done something, and I didn't. So.
I'm sure we did something in here.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, in my personal
life. Like party-wise.
I didn't really go crazy, and I don't think I've had my crisis yet. I don't think.
Well, you have a dog.
Yeah, but I'm wanting a stint in rehab or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, all right.
I want something good.
You need some street cred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to have a crisis, let's have a crisis.
You gotta hit some hard. Okay.
Have you seen Roy? He's gotten Johnny Depp level skinny, and I'm not comfortable with it. I don't think he's healthy.
All right.
I want to do a big Amanda got me really good on my 35th birthday. I had absolutely 100% no idea that she was throwing me a surprise party.
On what birthday?
35.
I think that's probably the next big one that we'll celebrate.
Yeah, I'm going to do that for her this year.
Is she
got a couple more years. No, not yet.
I was about to say, I didn't think
so. No, a couple more years, but I do want to throw a huge one. For her.
What'd she do for you?
Just, we were living in Memphis, and I had no idea we were supposed to go to this nice restaurant, and when I got there, everybody was there, including friends from California that she'd reached out to, some friends from Jersey. I mean, it was like...
Can I ask you a little bit about that? Like, do they pay their way, or did she pay their...
No, they paid their way. She invited them and said, hey, you know, if you want to come out, hang out in Memphis, because then she had a whole weekend set up for everyone, which was fun.
Okay.
Because she went all out.
Yeah.
I gotta repay her.
I mean, you gotta do something.
Yeah. So far, I've given her a boy, maybe girl.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, she went back to the psychic. We never talked about that.
What the psychic said?
remember the psychic told her the first time around that she was going to have a, or she talked to her dad who passed away, and her dad said, I'm here with your baby girl. That was before we got pregnant.
Right.
I don't, I'll have to get an update, but I know that they went back, and I forget, my grandfather, my dad's dad came through, and he was like, I know that my son's difficult, but he really does care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talking about your dad, Vince.
My dad, yeah. Okay. Yeah, my grandfather. He's like, we know he's difficult, but he really does care, and thank you for being, you know, kind to him and acting like you like him.
And acting like you like
him. I don't think there was any major revelations this time. Of course, the big one just was that her dad told her, I'm here with your girl, and then we got pregnant, found out the gender of the girl, and then the due date was August 6th, which was so weird because my Uncle Billy was coming through, and I had no idea why he would come through, and that was his birth date. So the freaking Ruby's date is supposed to be August 6th. So,
which I hope it is, because mine's the 5th, so I can easily remember things.
Yeah.
Keep it simple for me.
Yeah.
Yep. If you could, just think about me.
I will, buddy.
It's all about Ryan.
Hey, we got so much to get to, man. $500 and wake up and win. We're going to get to that. In honor of Loren's birthday, we do have the, we're calling it the cake glass eat-off. Cake window eat-off. I don't know how to pronounce.
I like the glass. Cake glass eat-off.
The cake glass eat-off. We have a piece of glass in here. We're going to smash birthday cake on each side of it. And Roy and Loren are going to hold the glass and then see who eats it first while staring. Like, your tongues and your faces are going to be right on top of each other, separated by the thinnest piece of glass.
Who's doing it?
You and Loren.
Oh, I'm doing
it? Yeah.
But I have such a short tongue.
It's okay. Advantage Loren, then.
It does. Yeah.
Birthday advantage.
She can just
lick. I want to watch. Is it okay if I watch? I want to laugh.
Okay.
All right.
You just have to say what's going on.
I went to Lowe's yesterday to get the glass. And the guy, I said, hey, I need a piece of glass. Can I see it? How thin it is? And I was like, super thin. He's like, what are you using it for? I'm like, if I tell you. I go, if I tell you, you're going to laugh. He goes, just tell me. I go, I work for a radio show and we're doing the cake glass eat off. No laugh, no response, deadpan.
No way.
Yeah, this is too thin. I go, bro, if I tell you, you're going to laugh. He's like, yeah, I think that's going to be too thin.
You're like, thanks.
He goes, you're going to have to go with the plexiglass just to be safe because God forbid the glass broke while you guys were eating it.
You ain't no John Boy and Billy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of dumb radio show you work for, boy.
All right, we're going to do that just after 8 this morning. Like we said, wake up and win. $500 goes to you. Up next, though, if you're heading out to McDonald's to get your fast food breakfast, we're going to tell you the top things that McDonald's workers reveal they wish you as a customer would stop doing.
Huh?
Less than 3 minutes.
Kicks 95.1.
All right, these are the things that the McDonald's workers reveal they wish customers would stop doing. All right? You might be heading in to get your breakfast sandwich or your coffees. Here is a list. This we found from Business Insider.
I'm sure I do about 5 of these.
Yeah. There was a Reddit thread, and Business Insider went there and found some of it. Irritating customer behavior includes expecting crew members to make something that's not on the menu. Despite what you've heard, there is no secret menu at McDonald's.
Yes, whoa. There is.
Well, you know, at Burger King, you can have it your way. So.
Okay.
McDonald's.
Ordering complicated special requests. That's something that annoys.
But I heard that's the move. Like, if you want to guarantee it's fresh, you order it special. Like with no pickles or something.
Oh, I always get mine like plain with only cheese.
Oh, gosh, you're that one.
Placing a drive-through order with your radio blasting or kids crying. That's annoying to them.
Oh, well, you know what? I've got something to say to you if you're complaining about kids crying in the back seat. Because, like, I want to hear it either.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, mom's encouraging it. Keep crying louder, sweetie. Yeah.
Using change when it comes time to pay.
Why? You got to get rid of it.
Leaving a big mess at the table. We're not Panera Bread. You got to clean up after yourself.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. They do have the trash cans. It should be common sense.
These are things that McDonald's workers wish that customers would know. Don't hack the system to get fresh fries.
What's the system to get fresh fries?
That's asking for no salt.
Mm-hmm. You'll get fresh ones, but employees say it's easier just to ask for fresh fries rather than saying, hey.
Well, then you look like a jerk.
Oh, you know what? you would look like a jerk.
I don't want your old fries.
And I felt like a jerk because I went to McDonald's and I guess somebody was taking a long time. I didn't have anything complicated, but the girl, I got like a normal combo, like the normal. Mm-hmm. I didn't get anything big. And then so because I had to wait a long time, she's like, hey, I gave you a large fry. And I'm like, well, and in my head, I'm like, I don't want a large fry.
Right.
That's a lot of French fries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw them away.
I was delayed at Wendy's a couple weeks ago, and she came out, and she gave me a shake. And I'm like, this is the last thing I need.
Right? It's like, I get you being kind. Yeah. I don't want it.
She goes, thanks for waiting. Gave you a treat. All right, listen to this one. This is the last one. These are things that McDonald's workers reveal they wish customers would stop doing. Taking longer than 60 seconds to order at the drive-thru. So they want you to order in under a minute.
But here's the thing. I can't see the menu until I get up to the little kiosk thing there. And you immediately come to me. And I might not know what I want at that point.
Do you think you can order in under 60 seconds?
60 seconds is a long time when you think about it.
If I know what I want. But if I just know I want McDonald's and I'm getting up there. Like, I went to Taco Bell the other day and I didn't know what to order. So it took me like 2 minutes once I got to the kiosk.
Yeah. Well, that might Taco Bell's rules might be a little softer than McDonald's.
Right, because I spent a long time at Taco Bell ordering that one time to break the world record.
That's true. 85 questions.
Something like that.
And broke the world record from some guy in Canada.
And I've had... Yeah,
we don't have time.
We don't.
No.
I was about to tell you a story about how I asked if there's a guy who makes the chicken nuggets at McDonald's in a different way that I don't like it, and I asked to see if he was working because that's who that made my decision of what I wanted.
You know? Specifically asked for a McDonald's worker?
I was like, is it the guy that's normally here during the week at this time, or is it a different guy?
That's nice. Asking for a specific McDonald's
right.
worker.
He makes the chicken nuggets strange. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, if you didn't hear, a new company, Red Ventures, is opening a whole giant campus where people will live and work. We'll tell you what part of town is coming, and we'll give you a little detail on that coming up in less than 10 minutes. Kiss 95.1. Coming up in just about 10 minutes from now, Roy's dog, Callie, got denied from joining a very exclusive club. We'll get into that. Wow. And Loren's going to give us the dirty. It's her birthday. But before that, did you guys see this story about Red Ventures?
Oh, this is where they're pretty much building a town.
In Soba.
It's what they're calling it, south of Ballantyne.
Soba.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have Loso.
But the Loso's not sticking, man. It's not sticking like people want it to stick.
Well, then how are we going to have Soba?
Right.
If Loso can't stick.
I know.
The company announced last week that it would develop Soba at Redstone, a 260-unit apartment community on the campus of its new headquarters. So the workers will literally live and work on the same campus. The new company town will have a community garden, a resort quality pool, a yoga studio, an Uber lounge, and a dog spa.
So here's my only thing with that.
Oh, it's a problem if you ask me.
Really? Because I love the idea of having a campus, like having everything on property. My husband works for a company. They have daycare on property. They have like a bunch of restaurants. Like it's a whole thing and it's great. I would not want to live on property, though, because I need some kind of separation from work and play.
Right.
It's kind of old school, if you ask me. It reminds me of like a logging town or a mining town.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like if you had a mill, they built houses around the mill back in the day.
I could just see it like where a boss would be like, hey, I need you to come back to the office.
Yeah, but I bet you like a place like Red Ventures has strict rules about...
They're probably cool about
contacting their...
They're probably like one of those places you get free vacation days or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Something really cool.
Yeah, ridiculously cool.
Cool perks like a nap room.
Hey, don't forget to sign up for that free trip to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to be where where that new Red Rocks is, Loren.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of near Indian Trail, Fort Mill area, 521. Soba, south of Ballantyne for Red Ventures.
My radio station would put us up in the hotel for quite some time. We built our radio station right next to a hotel on purpose, my last one. And that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
If we had to work real hard, they're like, yeah, just go to the hotel.
Oh.
Because you had to come back
and
in
crash
the next
out.
Day.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I can see some good things with it.
Yeah, me too. Good. Okay, so Simon Cowell, he says that he loves life without his cell phone. How do you live without a cell phone? Well, Simon's been doing it for the last 10 months, and he says he's happier, and it helps him communicate with the people around him. It like forces him to communicate in person.
Okay, because a phone helps you communicate.
Right. Well, I guess he's not sitting there on Instagram
today.
But what does he do in an elevator?
I don't know. He says it's been really good for my mental health.
I quit.
Oh, come on.
I quit.
He quit cell phones.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not the only celebrity that does this. But here's the thing with Simon Cowell. I feel like somebody, his assistant, is the one. Like, somebody's got a cell phone. It can't be where you can't get in touch with Simon. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There is a Legally Blonde 3 in the works. And Reese Witherspoon is in talks to return.
Good. It's got to be her.
Yeah. If it's not her, I'm not interested.
I kind of agree. Especially for number 3. Meanwhile, Kris Jenner, she got a champagne vending machine from Chrissy Teigen as a housewarming gift. That's what I want for my birthday, people.
Roy, I was just going to say that's not a dirty story as much as it is a hint to everyone for what Loren wants.
Hint, hint.
Never mind what Loren likes. It's what Loren wants.
Yeah, I love champagne. But it was this huge Moët vending machine. I saw it on social media last night, and I was like, how do I get that?
Do you think she has to put her own quarters in? Or
no, she probably just hits the button, and I'm sure it came fully stocked as well. So we all love the Backstreet Boys, but AJ might be having a solo career. He just came out with a new country song. Listen to this.
Oh, boy. This ought to be good.
Mm-hmm. You know it's going to be Roy.
I actually like the name of the song.
Tender, love me long, take me to your heart.
Beautiful. Wow, he really just put it all out there.
Really, really does.
All right, here we go.
Got me buzzing on a back porch, bottle service, long necks, chilling in my spot. It's you looking so hot, baby, that you got me worried. Don't stop working now.
Mamie's face is the best.
Good luck, bud.
Yeah, not my thing. I was at the pool at our clubhouse the other day, and they had the speakers on so loud, and it was country music. And one lyric was, Jack Daniels is supposed to get rid of all my tears. And then another song came on, and it was Jack Daniels was supposed to help me win her back. And then another song came on.
It's not true.
That's very dramatic.
So stereotypical.
Do you tell me about it?
Well, that song was called Back Porch Bottle Service.
Oh, boy.
If you want to download it.
Back Porch Drinking My Jack Daniels.
That was called Get Back Jack.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thank you so much, Loren. All right, let's find out why Roy's dog, Callie, who he adopted, got denied from someplace yesterday.
So embarrassing.
I'm good. I can't wait to get it coming up. And finally, you're on the hot seat today. None like me yesterday. Less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Main Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Main Roy and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
If you can do it, jump on Facebook, on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, and hang with us there, and we can have a chat while we go to commercial, while we play songs and stuff, a little behind the scenes.
Wishing Loren a happy birthday.
Yeah, it's a little behind the scenes hangout, and I want to give a shout out. We all need to give a shout out to Jennifer Martin, who posted, my family got great info to share. My little brother has made it to the USA from Kuwait. He'll be home today. This was his 5th deployment. I am so happy we'll be seeing him soon. So congratulations to Jennifer and her fam. And, of course, hats off to her brother and all the military men and women
absolutely
who protect us on a daily. 5th deployment, and we wouldn't have known.
Right.
You know, her brother's been there 5 times.
We didn't even know there were troops in Kuwait.
Right.
We're very shocked. So my dog, Callie, so there's this place called Club Fetch here in Charlotte who you have to book, like, it's a dog daycare and dog grooming place. So, like, a month ago, I wanted to get her in because, you know, from time to time, we got to work late. Sterling takes a bunch of work trips. Like, he's in Cincinnati currently. And there may be times I need doggy daycare. So, I had to book an evaluation. This place must be a pretty top-notch organization because it took, like, a month to get – the evaluation. A little backstory about Callie. I met her at a Cinco de Pupo event where there were a ton of dogs. She was fine. Like, she seemed fine. You remember seeing her.
She almost seemed a little skittish.
Really? She seemed calm. Like,
yeah,
I was
holding her. Definitely calm. She was a good dog. She wasn't like one of those dogs that when you went to her, she ran or she,
right.
You know, yeah, I get it. I get it.
I don't know, because that was a month ago. I don't know what happened between that day and now, but now she hates dogs.
Oh, no.
You happened. That's the only thing in her life.
The new?
She hates dogs, man. And I took her in.
That stinks.
And I thought maybe, because lately we've been going on walks and she freaks out when she sees another dog. And I thought maybe it's like a protection thing, protecting me. So we drop her off at Club Fetch, and they're like, "Hey, you know, pick her up this afternoon, and we'll let you know how the evaluation goes." So I go back in, and everyone's picking up their dogs from doggy daycare, and the girl goes, "Roy, we'll talk here in a little bit."
Oh, that's not good.
I know, because no one else is getting.
So wait, how long was Callie there?
A few hours, maybe four.
Mm-hmm. And you got no report on how it was going.
No. And I actually remember calling Sterling. I'm like, this is pretty good, because if she like attacked another dog, I would have been called by now.
Yeah, that's what I
was. You know
think.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I was feeling pretty good about it. The girl brings Callie out, which, by the way, turns into like a different animal I've never seen before, barking nonstop. I'm like, who are you? Like this new dog I've never seen that won't stop barking. Mm. I mean, she doesn't
so
bark.
You say.
She doesn't bark. You see, like, remember when you came over? She didn't even bark at you guys.
No, she was sweet.
Right. So she's like barking nonstop. I'm like, great. This makes me look like a bad owner.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, yeah, we didn't even get past one dog. And I'm like, what do you mean you didn't get past one dog? Well, she was fine with the humans, but we brought one dog into the room and she snarled and tensed up like she was ready to attack, like fight the other dog. They couldn't even bring her into doggy daycare. They brought one dog into the room, and my dog had a meltdown.
So now what happens? They have to have dogs like that, no?
No, they don't. So I got denied, but they gave me...
stamp of denial.
And it's so embarrassing. Because I'm like, oh, come on, Callie. You're better than this. Because Callie hangs out with Finley, producer Nicole's dog, just fine. Like, they're friends.
Is that true? Can you vouch for that, Nicole?
Yeah, no, that's true. She doesn't try to play with him, but Finley is very inquisitive and will go up to other dogs, and she's fine with that.
She doesn't get aggressive or anything?
No.
Yeah. So, so now they give me, like, a brochure for a dog trainer, and I'll schedule an appointment to help fix the issue.
Do you think, though, that... Finley is okay around Callie because you were around Finley? You know what I mean? Like, you were a safe haven when she met Finley.
Maybe.
So in them taking your dog, Callie doesn't feel safe. So, of course, she's going to tense up every time another dog comes around.
It's possible. And I remember the North Mech Animal Rescue, when I adopted Callie, they were always like, she's very sassy. She doesn't do well with, like, other dogs. She's very sassy.
Well, you didn't think that was the first description?
Well, hang on. I didn't think sassy was, like, snarling and growling at other dogs.
What do you think sassy meant? Like, they'd be like, hey, girl. That is the ugliest set of paws I've ever seen.
I thought, like they said, she's a diva. I thought, like, she just wanted nonstop attention. I didn't think she was, like, ready to attack another dog.
She's a diva. She prefers pedicures, manicures, drives a BMW.
Yeah.
And I know where you're going, Roy.
And then North Mech Animal Rescue, because I tweeted about this on my Twitter, and they were like, she always was a little picky of who wanted to play with her, and she usually did best playing with male dogs, which Finley's a male dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So maybe that's it.
Okay, so...
So, can
you try to get back?
They did say bring her back for another evaluation, but I love how, like, my dog didn't pass the admissions test to get into daycare. All I want is for this dog to, like, have friends and be social, and for the life of me, Callie hates everyone but me.
Well, she was okay with us.
She's okay with humans. Yeah. But, like, I want her to be annoyed. Like, threw her a bone. And she stared at it. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Be a dog.
Yeah.
It's like Brian on Family Guy. He doesn't want to be a dog. It is funny when Brian becomes a dog, when they throw a tennis ball, all of a sudden he becomes a dog.
She won't get into it. Like, she played with a ball once when Finley was in the room. When Nicole and I was together, she played with the ball once. Outside that, she hasn't touched balls.
Mm. Hmm. So were you embarrassed? Did you have to pay for the evaluation?
No, they were really kind. They did not charge me the rejection. So we're gonna make it better though. I'm gonna all take right. her to okay. a trainer.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
We'll fly.
You're about to bust a cheater. Bum bum bum.
Are you ready?
War of the Roses is coming up in 3 minutes with the MRL
Land Dairy. Taste the Jersey cow difference.
Jazz Fest is coming back with the Rippingtons, Will Downing, Norman Brown. I'm excited about it, and it's happening. On June 16th, it's a Saturday. For ticket info, check out kiss951.com. Our sister station, B101, is throwing that party.
Perfect. Also, join Kiss95.1 at McDonald's this Tuesday, June 5th, from noon to 1 off of Betty's Ford Road. Check out McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu and create a meal at just the right price.
Perfect. War of the Roses, where the mom gets involved in this one. Holy cow, it's coming up in 3 minutes.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
I don't even know what is going on with you and your boyfriend, Brock. You're going to have to explain this to me because your email was a little confusing.
I've been dating my boyfriend, Brock, for 2 years, but I had a conversation with his mother, and we're pretty close, and he said that his ex-girlfriend, Ruby, had moved back into town and that they were starting to hang out together again. And I trust Brock. I really want to trust Brock.
Yeah. So did you ask Brock, like, hey, are you hanging out with your ex? And, like, I'm not cool with that?
Yeah, I did. And he said, oh, I saw her, but I'm not actually hanging out with her. Like, she tried to come to see me, but, like, no, I'm not hanging out with her. You're like, I'm not seeing her. But the other day, his mom called me and said that Ruby had come over to his house, like his mother and he lived together.
Okay. And so it says in your email, too, that you want me to get Brock's mom, Debbie, on the phone with you to do this War of the Roses. This is a strange scenario.
Never done that.
Why do you want Debbie to be on the War of the Roses?
So, I mean, I talked to Debbie about doing War of the Roses, and she said that if if I reach out to you and you guys reach back out to me, like if you contacted me to do the War of the Roses, that I needed to get her on too, that she wanted to be on too.
Wow, she wants to catfish her son.
What do you guys think? Should we do it or should we just keep it standard?
I think we should do it because I kind of really think he's cheating now that mom wants to get
all
involved.
Right. Let's dial Debbie up, Roy.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorette morning show. We have Caitlin on the line and she is about to do War of the Roses. She said that you wanted to be involved.
Hi, I am so glad you called. Yes, I am so annoyed at him. He has such a great girl in Caitlin, and I absolutely want him to straighten up and just do the right thing and get back on track.
All right, are you guys ready for a three-way War of the Roses?
Absolutely.
Debbie and Caitlin, it's important since we have both of you on the phone. When we call, you got to see who he sends the flowers to and what he puts on the note. That's very important. Try not to get emotional and interrupt him, all right? We want to find out as much information as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, Roy. He's at work, it says on the email, so try his work cell.
Okay. I'm going to try right now.
This is Brock.
Hey, Brock. My name is June. I'm actually calling from Flowers for You. You're just the person I wanted to speak to today.
Okay, how can we help you?
Well, I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends had tagged you in our post, and we are giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses. We randomly select a user to get those roses, and we selected your handle.
I'm kind of working right now. Like, can I call you back another time or something? This isn't really good for me.
Well, it'll only take a moment if you know who you'd like to send them to. But if you do hang up, I have to move on to the next winner.
And this doesn't cost me anything?
Nope. I don't need a credit card from you. There's no delivery fee. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Okay, whatever.
All right. Who would you like to send these flowers to?
Could you send them to Ruby?
Okay, to Ruby. And then I also have a card here, Brock, to go with Ruby's flowers. What would you like to put on this romantic package?
I mean, you can just make something. I'm not really good with the mushy stuff. Like, just write whatever.
Well, what kind of a relationship is it?
You know, it's just, you know, just put love you. Just yeah, that's fine. Just okay. Put love you, Brock.
I knew it. I mean, I didn't want to know it. Jesus, I can't. Brock.
Hello?
Hello? You like straight to my face. Like, just right in my face.
What the?
Brock.
Hello?
That's your girlfriend, Caitlin. You're on the MRL Morning Show, War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. And by the way, your mom's on the phone, too. She heard everything.
What?
Brock, what is the matter with you? I mean,
Mom, what are you doing on the phone right now?
I am so disappointed in my son. I mean, really, Brock.
Look, just stay out of my life, okay?
What am I supposed to do? My health is to stay out of your life? Am I just going to like walk away? It's just like 2 years just dumped right down the drain.
I was talking to my mom.
Is that it? Is that what you want?
This is why I don't talk to you.
That sounds like what you want. That's what you're acting like, what you want. You get with this girl. You knew what she was like. You knew exactly what she was like. You told me what she did to you, and you went right back there. Brock, that girl is no good for you. You know I have said that from the beginning. Caitlin's a beautiful girl. She really believes in you. I cannot believe what you're doing. I never liked that other girl, Ruby.
Yeah, well, good thing she's not seeing you.
Okay, Brock. Brock, what is it about Ruby that is bringing you back to her? I mean, it sounds to me like your mom and Caitlin both really care for you, and that from what we understand in the email, Ruby kind of took you to a dark place before she moved out of Charlotte the first time.
Look, man, this is, I don't want to talk about this. Like, I don't know you people. I don't know anything. You know, it's like, there's just something with us.
Brock, listen to me. You had better start making this up with Caitlin, okay? She really cares about you. And I don't know where you're going to find another girl that's as nice as her and that cares for you like she does. I mean, I am. Well, really I don't, you know, at this point, I don't know if I can do this. I can't do this.
I can't do this.
Brock, you better get it together and do something quick. You know what? This has made this very, very clear. This has made this absolutely crystal clear to me.
See? Now look at that. She doesn't want you anymore. You completely screwed this up.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
I got this feeling inside.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
We just busted a cheater on War of the Roses, but how do you know if your relationship has financial infidelity? I'll tell you coming up in 3 minutes on the MRL Morning Show.
Five, if you can. Wilkinson Boulevard at Boyer, an accident. Independence near Eastway and trouble on North Tryon at University City. Traffic brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring with Indeed? You can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Kiss951.com is where you go to sign up for Wake Up and Win. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name, call us back. You get $500.
Well, it's 7:20 right now. And if you are Sean Presley of Huntersville, you could be $500 richer. You just have to call us back and claim your money since you wake up with us right now.
Sean Presley.
704-570-9595. If you know Sean Presley in Huntersville, you got to be a big help because yesterday's winner got in with 2 minutes to go because she was off schedule. And right. Remember, she said her Facebook and her phone were blowing up.
Right.
Help him out. That name again, Loren?
Sean Presley.
704-570-9595. Loren's Dirty coming up after Maroon 5. This is Wade on Kiss.
Dirty Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, we were talking to our Facebook Live friends. We all gave Loren a card. It's her birthday. That's why we're laughing. And I wrote really small because my idea was the older you get, the worse you can read. But you read that, no problem.
Yeah, well, I can see up close. I can't see far away. I'm nearsighted.
Right.
So, there's that. All right, a couple things going on. We've got some audio, so you might want to pull that up. But in the meantime, if you love carpool karaoke, Shawn Mendes joins James Corden. And, of course, they have, they do, There's Nothing Holding Me Back, Mercy, so many more. And here it is.
You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Maybe there's nothing holding me back. Sometimes I feel like giving up.
You ready for it?
But I just can't.
Good. I like that last one. Okay, so I just need to throw this in again because I really want one, and I'm hoping somebody hears this and sends me one for my birthday. But Kris Jenner got a giant champagne vending machine from Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, and her hairstylist. They sent it over as a housewarming gift, and I need one for my home.
You can purchase them at Sears.
I wish it was that easy. Meghan Trainor, you might be a little surprised in what she's looking for an actual wedding. You would think as a celebrity she'd want a big to-do, but this is what she says about it.
I think I'm just going to be casual. I think I'm just going to do it in my backyard. I got a great yard. And my manager, like, legally can marry people, right? Didn't you do that? Yeah, I just might have my best friend do it, and we might just chill and have, like, a barbecue.
Sounds legit. She goes, can't you do that? The friend goes, maybe. What?
Roy is an ordained minister.
I sure am.
You can marry people.
Yep, for the price of $29.99.
You've married a bunch of zombies.
Yeah,
in the past.
I typically use it for radio.
You think maybe you could marry Meghan Trainor? Where's our Meghan Trainor cutout?
She's hiding behind the TV.
I was going to say, we could put a veil on her and like the whole nine yards.
I can marry. I get actually so many requests. And this is surprise. I was a little surprised at how many listeners reach out and ask me to marry them. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Did you see the 8-year-old birthday party request we got for you to DJ the party? It's on Facebook. Go look at our Facebook direct messages.
Mainey got Roy into a little issue a while ago.
Yeah.
He had responded to a Facebook message that was asking Roy to DJ, and Mainey responded for him and said yes.
I don't DJ. I'm not a DJ. I don't have the equipment to DJ, so I unfortunately have to reject that too.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard the new Backstreet Boys, well, it's not Backstreet Boys. It's a solo song from AJ of the Backstreet Boys. We'll have that for you in the 8:30 Dirty, but that is your Dirty.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
In Wake Up and Win, we are looking to give $500 to Sean Presley of Huntersville.
Is this Sean Presley of Huntersville?
Yes, this is him.
Well, Sean, you just got $500, bud.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you for listening and waking up to the MRL Morning Show. That's why we're giving you the $500.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning.
That's awesome. That's really, really, it means a lot to us that we have great people in our family like you, Sean.
Great.
It does.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
As a big thank you, we hope you spend the money foolishly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Get a bunch of singles and just make
it
rain.
Throw it in the air.
Sean, congratulations. It's super easy to do. Wake up and win, you guys. We'll tell you this. Time's running out. So get in there on kiss951.com. Sign up. Tell us what time you wake up listening to the MRL show, and you can win $500. Just like Sean and Huntersville.
Better yet, make sure you're actually listening. The worst would be if we called your name and this is the week you decide not to listen and you miss out. So,
all right, buddy. Congrats. Enjoy, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. There goes Sean.
All right. Can't beat LeBron. Let's play at 704-570-9595. 32 wins is what she has.
That's a good number right there.
It is. Call now. Take her down.
Hey.
$5, Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, it's time to celebrate Ruth's Chris 53rd anniversary going on right now. You can buy an $83 gift card for only $53. Buy online at ruths-chris.com or between 12 and 4, of course, p.m. in the Uptown or South Park Ruth's Chris location. Can't Beat Loren is coming up in 3 minutes.
Amy, Roy, and Loren. Wait for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Andrew, welcome to the Meanie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Fantastic.
Listen, go easy on me, okay?
It's your birthday, so I have to.
I'm kidding. All right, Andrew, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
All right, go ahead and get out of the studio, Loren.
All right, thanks.
Loren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you can actually see she's out of the studio, and she cannot hear these questions.
Hey, Reese Witherspoon is in talks to return for Legally Blonde 3. What is her character's name in the movies?
Elwood.
Question 2, to the voice in the background. Several celebrities.
That's Natalie.
Oh, hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. Who's Natalie?
She is a fiance. We were studying. We've been studying all the time. E.T., Inside Edition.
Okay. Loren has a season. She just might be in trouble.
Okay. Here we go. Question number 2. Several celebrities made cameos in Maroon 5's new music video, Girls Like You. Who is the lead singer of the band?
Adam Levine.
America's Got Talent returned to TV recently with its star-studded judge panel. What girl group was Mel B a part of?
Spice Girls.
Ocean's 8 will debut this weekend with an all-female cast. Amal's husband starred in the original movies. Who is that?
George Clooney.
Question 5. Exes Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson had a run-in at a birthday party, but no bad blood was detected. What movie saga did the two share a love interest in?
Twilight.
All right. Twilight. Come on in, Loren. Good job, Natalie.
It is going to be a tough battle. We learned that there's someone by the name of Natalie in the car.
And she answered a majority, if not all, 5 questions.
She answered all of them. So they got them all correct. We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right.
But to give you help, we're going to bring in assistant producer Joaquin to be your lifeline.
How old is Natalie?
I don't.
Like a child?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Study partners.
Oh.
They watch
great.
Entertainment Weekly. They watch all that stuff. All right. Here we go. Question 1. Reese Witherspoon is in talks to return for Legally Blonde 3. What's her character's name in the previous movies?
Elle Woods.
Question 2. Several celebrities made cameos in Maroon 5's music video, Girls Like You. Who is the lead singer / frontman?
Adam Levine.
Question 3. America's Got Talent returned to TV recently with its star-studded judging panel. What girl group was Mel B a part of?
The Spice Girls.
Ocean's 8 will debut this weekend with an all-female cast. Amal's hubby starred in the original movies. Who is he?
George Clooney.
Exes Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson had a run-in at a birthday party, but no bad blood was detected. What movie saga did the two share a love interest in?
Twilight.
Loren, you got them all correct. It is a tie, and according to the attorneys, not by our wish, the ties do stay with the house.
Natalie, Andrew, I'm so sorry, but you did try to bamboozle me and not tell me there was somebody else in the car.
Well, happy birthday, Loren, and my name is Andrew, and this is
Natalie,
and we're from Indian Land,
and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys. You can.
Love it. I love they had a whole orchestrated thing.
I know.
That was fantastic.
Awesome.
You guys might have been the best contestants ever.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Still to come.
Okay, so War of the Roses is up next, you guys. We're doing a brand new War of the Roses.
So what happens when Grace comes home and finds her man with the dog walker?
It's strange. Strange, for sure. We're going to find out, Seth send the romantic package to his girlfriend or to someone else? Find out in less than 10 minutes.
Demanding for all of June, so don't miss out on this chance to indulge for a great cause.
Happy birthday to Loren.
Oh, no. Guess what we did not do? We didn't get her a gift.
Bro. Follow me here.
Okay. Right.
Happy
okay.
birthday to Loren. For your birthday wish, we're taking you to
Diamonds Direct.
Wonderful. Do I get to pick my own gift?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? We purposely waited this long so you can make the decision.
That's right.
So nice of you two.
In fact, they'll beat anyone else's prices, even anyone else's sales prices. That's why we're not going to go to one of those dumb box stores.
Well, I'll be able to get a bigger and better diamond for less at Diamonds Direct. So I think I'm all in. There's no middleman, no brokers, no wholesalers, no consignment fees. So let's go after the show.
All right. Go to see our friends, Diamonds Direct, the place that we shop. Diamonds Direct, Sharon Road, they're across from the South Park Mall.
We planned this for a long time to take you there. Right. Like Roy and I have been on the same page about this
it's
for weeks.
Not okay. last minute.
No, Diamonds not at all.
No.
Let's talk about Larry. A year.
Yeah. Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Grace, you're having a little issue with your boyfriend. What's happening? Why do you want to be on War of the Roses?
Well, I moved to Charlotte for Seth. He got a job out here, and so I was like, okay, great. We found a house. I mean, we'd both been living in apartments separately, so it's like, oh my gosh, a house and him, and I was really excited, but lately I've been a little nervous and stressed out because, well, we got a dog, and we hired a dog walker, and I have no proof, but ever since she came into our lives, I just feel like every time I call him around lunchtime, he doesn't answer, and it makes my stomach drop. And I went home around lunchtime just because I was suspicious, and both the dog walker's car and his car were in the driveway.
Okay.
And I went in, and like he was eating at the table. She was, you know, putting the dog in its crate, and so I was like, huh, like, there's nothing wrong here. They're fully clothed, but, and there wasn't like a weird energy between them, but I was just like, hey, why don't you answer my calls around lunch? Like, I finally confronted him, and he was like, you sound crazy, and I know I sound crazy, but I can't stop thinking that, like, I don't know what's going on. It just, something feels wrong.
Yeah, because, I mean, Yeah, is there anything else? Because just not answering your phone at lunch, yo, I got to be honest. Like, there's some days I don't communicate with Sterling at all until he walks through the door.
Right.
Here's where I think something's weird. Why would he have the dog? Why would he go home and not cancel the dog walker? Like, why would he not be like, hey, I'm going home for lunch?
That's true.
That's where my antennas jump up.
He was laughing at me when I said something feels wrong, and I don't know. I might be crazy. And
no, you're not. You're not, and I don't like the fact that he keeps calling you, keeps saying that to you.
No, you have the feeling for a reason.
I don't want to know, but I want to know, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
There's no turning back. Are you sure you want to do this? Because if not, we'll just move on to someone else.
No, I can't sleep. My stomach hurts all the time. Like, I just want to know what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to go and call his cell phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for, let me see, Seth, please?
Who is this?
Hi, Seth. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Great. Well, I'm calling because we are doing a giveaway on Instagram, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name and handle to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Huh, really? I only, like, just joined Instagram a few months ago, so.
Oh, well, you've got great luck then, and good friends.
Okay, and this was like a confidential thing, or?
Yeah, it can be if you'd like it to be. This is just kind of one of our promotions that we try to get our name out there. So if you have someone in mind you'd like to send it to, I can have it off today.
Huh. All right, I guess that sounds okay. Sure. Can you send them to Shelby?
Sure. Shelby?
Yeah, her first name is Shelby.
Okay, and then what would you like to put on Shelby's card?
I feel like you should be paying me for all the nice stuff I've been doing for you. Love, Seth.
Seth? Are you serious right now? Our dog walker?
Oh.
Hey, Seth, that is Grace.
Your real girlfriend.
Yeah, your real girlfriend. You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show.
Are you serious? Shelby?
Hold on.
Grace, that day you told me I was crazy, and you acted like you guys are both disgusting. You guys both acted like, oh, everything's fine. We're just here together. And hi, welcome home. Like, you, how could you?
Why are you messing around with the dog walker, Seth? Why are you cheating on... Okay. I mean, you guys both just moved here from California. Doesn't this seem like a really, really bad idea?
Grace, listen.
listen, okay? It happened. It was just a one-time thing. It was just a one-time thing. It meant nothing.
All right. Well, I mean.
Okay. I don't want you to be home when I get home, okay? You need to get all of your stuff and get out of the house because I'm staying. And I'm keeping the house, but you have to go. And I just don't want to, I don't even want to talk to you about this. So please just get out of the house before I get there.
Oh, come on. Listen, we can't talk about this privately.
Even if it was one time you kept letting me hire her, so you're lying. I'm tired of all the lies. I know everything I need to know now, so just.
Okay. All right, Grace. Sorry about that. Let us know if you need anything. I know you're alone here. Do you have friends and or family or anybody that you can reach out to?
Yeah, I have some people I've made friends with. I'll be fine. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
Okay, we're going to celebrate Loren's birthday in style with the wedding cake glass eat-off. We'll explain in 5 minutes. Yeah, we're done. You tell you coming from.
Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Not just any show. We are celebrating a birthday this morning.
Hey.
It's our girl Loren's birthday.
Hey.
And Loren, we're wishing you the happiest of birthdays. We're going to do the what's called glass cake window eating contest. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. And the idea is what? Explain it to everyone who's listening how we are going to celebrate your birthday today.
So we've got a piece of plexiglass, and there is a piece of birthday cake smashed onto my side of the window and Roy's side of the window, and we are going to race and see who can clean their side of the window first.
Oh, man. There's so much icing. And I let me tell you, I have a feeling it's just going to fall immediately once I... And I'm at a disadvantage, by the way. This is not a fair game.
How come?
Why?
I have the world's shortest tongue.
Oh, yeah. But you have. I think you have less cake on your side, too.
Okay.
So are you going to just hold both holding it? Mm-hmm. It's a piece of plexiglass. Yes. Cake splatted right in the middle. Right. Both are about the same size and about face level. Will you can't pull it close to you. That's the problem. You guys have to go to it.
You meet in the middle.
Okay.
All right.
Are we on Insta Live, Nicole?
This is going to be or anything? All of our
no. Okay.
So we are on Facebook Live. If you go to Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, you will be able to watch this unfold.
Cool. All right. We'll give everybody a couple seconds to get on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page.
It smells like a big vanilla cake.
What are you doing tonight for your legit real birthday?
I have no idea.
You and your husband.
Honestly,
you haven't planned anything.
We're going to go to dinner, but I don't know where.
It's a weird number too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to say the number.
No.
But
it's not like an exciting number. There's some birthdays
it's
where there's not.
It's 24, you know, like when you're 25, it's
like
a lot
27.
More.
Yeah.
33, who cares?
Oh, I feel like my cake's falling. Is your cake falling?
Yes, so we better do this quickly.
All right,
here we go.
Three.
Oh, gosh.
Two.
Oh, gosh.
One. Happy birthday!
Oh, okay, whatever.
Loren took a huge bite, and she's crushing you, Roy. They are both eating cake splattered to each side of the plexiglass. Their noses and faces are disgustingly covered. A lot of it is falling.
I just saw Roy's face.
Yeah, it looks like a clown. He looks like he got a pie in the face. Roy's now licking it. They're both licking it. What an amazing contest. Lick it clean. We want the window as clean as can be.
I don't know if my side's clean if his isn't.
How do I get to the other side? I can't. this is the weirdest icing. I still can't see
Roy's her. Roy's tongue is totally hindering him. Loren just licking it like a giant lollipop. They're both licking the plexiglass. The only thing that's separating their tongues is a very thin piece of glass. All right,
I can see
ready?
Through.
Five, four, three, two, one. Put it down. Hand it over. Nicole, can we get a ruling on which side of the plexiglass is cleaner? Is it Roy's side or Loren's side?
All right, let me look.
Producer Nicole coming over for a look.
I could use a glass of milk or something.
Man.
I think the birthday girl won.
Hey! Okay, man. I got a short tongue.
Thank you.
So I feel like it's going to fall on my face.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh, wait, hold on, hold on. Before you wipe your
faces,
I want to get a picture.
There's a huge piece on the floor, too, and I'm pretty sure that's Roy's from Roy's side.
Yeah, when I went in, guys, I went in and things were flying. It was debris everywhere.
I got to get a picture of your faces to show you guys. You look like you were pied. There you go, Loren. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You guys can jump over to Kiss95.1's Facebook page to wish her a happy birthday, too. Plus, we got the dirty coming up.
That's the closest to French kissing, Loren.
I know. I feel like...
Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
All right, you guys recovered from your cake eat-off?
No.
I think so.
No, all I smell is vanilla.
what flavor cake was it? We never got that.
I think it was like an angel food cake, right?
It was vanilla. Yeah, it was like a pound cake with vanilla icing.
Yeah. You got to blow your nose, though. I know that sounds gross, but it was all up in my nostrils.
So if you're just joining us, it's Loren's birthday. We had a piece of clear plexiglass that's less than an inch thick, right. Way less than an inch thick, and the only thing that separated Loren's tongue and Roy's tongue while trying to eat chocolate cake off of it was this little thin piece of plexiglass.
I mean, it looked like I was licking Loren. That's what it looked like.
And Loren ended up winning the competition. She cleaned off her side of the glass first, so congratulations, yeah. Loren, a real birthday treat for you.
I'm a little surprised about how good the cake was. I mean, it wasn't like some nice pound cake. You know what I mean?
Right. It was pretty good. I think it was the icing that was so good.
That's probably it.
You want us to splat more on there and do another? You want to try it again, Roy, and give it a second shot to try it?
I mean, if we're cutting pound cake.
Go check out the video. It's up at the MRL show. Loren's got the dirty coming up in 3 minutes.
Kanye West considers himself a privileged man because he has this superpower. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So many people wishing you a happy birthday, Loren.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Celebrating it and in style as you've eaten birthday cake off a piece of plexiglass against Roy.
Yes.
And now we have champagne in here.
We do. You guys really know the way to my heart.
So Roy sent a text message yesterday and said, hey, I'm getting champagne for Loren. And then he sent another one and said, not Loren's champagne, more like Roy's type champagne.
No, this is Loren's champagne.
I ended up getting Loren's champagne. I ended up doing it. I thought about it. I was like, you know what?
What'd you pay for it? Like, what's this go for?
Thanks, buddy.
I got this actually for like 65.
What?
Yeah. 65?
Yeah.
But I had it's about 65. But I had a gift card to the store.
Okay. Still, $65 champagne, and Loren's pouring it like a pro over there, not spilling a lick.
Well, of course, you don't spill
it. You cannot spill, boo.
No. Yeah. Okay.
But that's how I justified it, too, by the way. Because I really was going to get Roy price level, and I was like, you know, but I got a gift card. Let's just go out, man.
Let's go all in.
Let's just do it.
You're like Fokker. Remember when Gaylord Fokker went to CVS to get champagne?
He goes,
do you have any expensive champagne? He goes, we got Mums. It's $12. No, I'm looking for something more expensive. You could buy a lot of Mums.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
There's the princess pouring champagne and talking about celebrity gossip.
Oh, my two favorite things. Speaking of champagne, I've said this, but I saw on social media yesterday that Kris Kardashian received a champagne vending machine from Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, and her hairstylist. And it was a housewarming gift, but if anyone would like to get me one for my birthday, that would be greatly appreciated.
I don't think our champagne present was enough.
No, it was.
It was $65 bucks.
Listen, I'll put my own champagne in the machine. I just need the vending machine.
So wait, it actually like kicks a bottle down?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if it splits or what, but it was pretty impressive.
What about a gun? Like a vending, like the, you know, the...
Like what?
The soda gun?
Yeah.
What if we put champagne in the soda gun?
Okay.
It could just be spewy foam.
Mm.
So Simon Cowell gave up something 10 months ago, and he's saying that it's making him a happier person. I don't know if I could give this up, but he gave his cell phone up. Now, of course, I'm sure his assistant or somebody around him takes care of phone calls and emails and that sort of stuff now. But he says that it helps him communicate better with the people around him, and he pays attention more to what's happening in life now.
I quit.
Good.
Kanye West is saying that he was diagnosed with a mental condition, but not until he was 39 years old. And he says it's not a disability, it's a superpower. He does rap about being bipolar, though, on his new album.
Loren was talking about Kanye, so I fired this up, and I was getting ready to hit it. And she's like, mental disability, so I held back because I was like, I don't want to be insensitive. Then you said superpower, and I was back on it.
Okay. if you love the Backstreet Boys, you might love this. AJ has gone solo for a song, and he dropped a country song called Back Porch Bottle Service. We've got it for you.
We had studio bottle service.
That's
here.
Right.
Here it is.
Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart.
What a, it's like a, oh, it's a real departure from what we're used to for AJ. Right. Here it is.
Got me buzzing on a back porch bottle service. Long necks chilling and a nice spot.
All right. No, that's something.
Yeah.
Not my type of music, but okay.
Yeah.
It's not my type.
It's for someone. Music. And if you are a Backstreet Boys fan, maybe you love it.
Let me try a glass of champagne and then see if it sounds any different.
Well, I want to take them. Yeah, don't take them yet because I want to take a picture. And
all right, Loren, what's trending? What's hot on your birthday? What does everyone need to get? What is Loren like?
Outside of that vending machine, I'm actually focused on someone else, and it's for dads. I know one of these was for yesterday's What Loren Likes. But we've all got Father's Day on the brain because it's coming up. But I found this really cute company called Cole and Cody. And they have matching t-shirts for dads and kids.
Oh, cool.
So, like, some of them say, like, copy and paste. Some of them have a football theme and say strong side, left side. Some of them have, like, some business things on there.
That's cool.
They're really, really cute.
Is there one that says he's smarter than me with an arrow pointing at Dean?
No, but there's a shake and bake.
Oh, nice.
Shake and bake, that's cool.
So they are really cute. We'll have the where you can find them up at kiss951.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Loretta.
Hey, a friend of mine got a weird phone call from a detective the other day, and he wanted to follow up with something that happened like 10 years ago.
Well,
and I'm involved. You want me to share it with you or no?
Yeah, bud.
Okay. We'll get into it in just about 8 minutes.
Hey. Want to get
happy birthday, Loren.
Thank you.
Celebrating in here. You can go check out our video of how we celebrated on at the MRL show on Instagram and Twitter. I understand we have a special guest or a few special guests calling in just a little while to wish you a happy birthday, too. So we'll get to that. So I just told you guys a minute ago that my buddy reached out to me the other day and said, Maney, you'll never guess. I got a call from a New York City detective and he wants to talk to me.
Oh, boy.
And you're involved. And I'm like, when was this? He started laughing. He goes, 10 years ago. I'm going through my head, 10 years ago. I was living back in Jersey.
Manny's like, that narrows it down. I was in so much trouble.
And I'm trying to think.
Did you steal something?
Didn't steal anything.
But by the way, 10 years ago, statute of limitations. Don't like things expire after 7 years? Like,
yeah.
Not for like heavy, you know, felonies and stuff.
Did you murder someone 10 years ago?
No.
Oh, okay.
10 years ago, we went to see a New York Ranger hockey game. They were playing the New Jersey Devils.
Okay.
We parked in a spot in the parking garage. We came back out, and his car had been broken into, and things had been stolen, including, like, my iPhone 2 or 3, whatever was around 10 years ago.
Might have been a flip phone.
They found everything and have it for him to go get.
What?
What?
They found someone who had a house or an apartment filled with stolen goods, and they went through and tracked all the reports and found all the rightful owners. So his CDs.
His obsolete, his obsolete technology.
Right.
They're in there. Sneakers. They're in there. He said he's got pants that he can't wear anymore because he was like a size 30 waist. Now he's like a size 36.
The Walkman?
How cool is that, though? My iPhone 2 is there.
Oh, did you, you'll get it back, obviously, now, because I'll give it to him, and then he'll give it to you.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I don't know if I'm going to go pick it up. I was like, I don't care.
You should, just for the photos. I'd like to see the photos that are on that phone.
Oh, my gosh. The text messages. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure in 2000, because 10 years ago, it was 2008, I was using a lot of stars and the little, not the dash, but the squiggly line.
Yeah.
I used a lot of that when I was texting. I'm like, who was I?
But think about this. 10 years ago, for me, I left the phone in the car. I didn't need it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm with my buddy. I'm going out.
You're
I'm
not Simon taking Cowell.
Right. I'm not taking video of everything. I'm not taking pictures.
Right. Plus, the iPhone 1 didn't really work. So,
there's that. 2008 was probably the 2.
No, iPhone. Well, it'd be the 1 or 2. Because yeah. the iPhone yeah. was created in like 2007.
Okay. But how cool is that? And that, by the way, that happened to me another time. I played hockey. Hockey is the common thing here, I guess. But I was at a hockey rink playing a high school game, mm-hmm. and our locker room got broken into. And somebody stole my sneakers, stole, like, my clothes and stuff. And then, like, a year later, the cops called me. They're like, hey, we found your stuff. It was in the back of a car.
Wow.
I wonder if anyone else ever had something stolen and then got it back, and, like, maybe got it back years later.
704-570-9595. You can also send a tweet at the MRL show.
What was the circumstances when you got robbed? What did you have taken? And then, like, did you go pick it up? So my buddy's like, don't I really want to go pick this stuff up?
I'm so, like, how did they get in touch with him? He still lives in the same place after 10 years, too?
Nope. They can find a way. Oh, totally. These cops can find a way. That wasn't even an issue. Loren, think about it. Hundreds of Lorens work for the NYPD that could find information.
They just track you down?
Yeah. And then what happens if he doesn't come pick it up, Roy?
I guess they sell it. They go to auction.
Goes
because
to
my
auction.
Dad, that's what he would do. He would go to these police auctions and buy the either criminal tools, like the murder weapons, or any of the stuff that wasn't picked up.
Yeah, Roy's dad brought sent a shillelagh down here, like a Irish walking cane.
Yeah.
Still had blood on it.
Oh, total weapon. And then the police like, we need that back, and our fingerprints are all over it. 704-570-9595. If you had something stolen and you got it back, what was it? Plus, a special guest calling in for Loren to wish happy birthday in less than about 8 minutes. Loren, good news. For your birthday, I'm going to bring to you Art from Zero Res in a cake. He's going to pop out and start doing your carpets.
That would be perfect. Yeah, in fact, I'm already ready for him.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Is there a mess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I have a toddler, so there's constantly food on the floor.
I can imagine with the toddler, too. It's important for you to have carpets that are clean, chemical-free, where the baby could roll around. I mean, I'm having a baby soon in a couple months. How about 2 months away from having a newborn?
Whew. Well, that's why we trust Zero Res, because they use that empowered water that's safe for your kids and pets, so you don't have to worry about them being down there. And you can walk on your carpets in, like, no time.
They got the summer special, too. 3 rooms for just $119. It's the Kiss Summer Special. So when you call, tell them you want the Manny, Roy, and Loren Kiss Summer Special.
Call 704-509-4488. You can also check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Hey, 5.1.
Special guests with a plural. Special guests will be calling in to wish Loren a happy birthday here just after 9. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how my buddy called me and goes, Manny, I got a call from a detective. You can imagine how I felt when I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know?
Sure.
He goes, you're involved, too. I was like, what? So then I start going through the Rolodex in my head. He's like, it was from 10 years ago when we were in New York. I'm like, okay, well, just tell me, bro. I'm a married man with a kid. You know, how does this end? He goes, remember when our car got broken into and all that stuff got stolen? My, like, first edition iPhone, his sneakers, a pair of pants where he was, like, a size 32 waist. Now he's a 36. He had CDs stolen out of his car. They found it. They found a house or an apartment where all these stolen goods were in it, and they've contacted all the owners who've made a claim. You know, who filed a report, and they're like, come get it or it's going to go to auction. That was in 2008 when I was living back in Jersey and I was going to a Rangers game.
That's really cool.
And we were just wondering, did anything get stolen from you? And then how long did it take you to get the phone call, and did you get it back? 704-570-9595.
This is David in Waxhaw. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you guys doing?
We're doing really well. So what happened with you?
So I had a Volvo station wagon years ago, and I was in downtown Charlotte just getting ready to go on a little vacation for the weekend, and it was the night where we had like some really crazy storms, and then out after being inside of my friend's place for maybe 2-3 hours. I go out and I look in my window. I was like, wait a second. I'm pretty sure it wasn't busted before.
Mm.
And yeah, and I go into my car and everything is gone. I was just getting ready to go on a vacation. I had my guitar in there. I had just gotten off work, so my toolbox was in there.
Mm.
My laptop, my iPad.
What do you value everything at?
Oh, I mean, easy $2,000.
Mm.
Easy. Probably more. And a couple months later, I get a call back from the detectives after, and obviously they're not going to get any fingerprints, you know, because pouring rain. I think it was targeted because of the rain. And so they call me back to go to the police station. They found some of my stuff, and I go, and it's a briefcase, but it's not my briefcase. And it's got, like, some of my old papers in there, like some mail I had in my mother briefcase. And they were like, yeah, so apparently they had robbed a few other cars, and they had just thrown everything out onto some random person's lawn.
And so somebody else stole your goods, too, on top of it. So
yeah.
So somebody else now has your guitar.
It was like inception of people stealing my stuff.
Huh. Wow. Wow, just stop taking stuff, people.
Right?
My gosh.
Thanks, David.
You know, where I live, we have had a string of car break-ins. I mean, it was...
And you live in a gated spot.
Yeah.
I do live in a gated spot.
How are they getting in?
They're sneaking through the gate, man. Like, I guess when like a car comes in... I guess maybe they're trying to sneak in that way. But I remember, so when I was coming to work, there was a massive police presence at my home. Massive. And then even when I was coming back, well, you know, that's at 5 o'clock in the morning. Coming back like at 11, the police was still there.
Mm.
And you're like, what? Just stop stealing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do is set a giant trap. Like a mouse trap. Bait it with cheese.
No, bait it with like a MacBook.
Bait it with a MacBook. Yeah. And then what if it just snapped and caught like 10 people that kept trying to steal it? And they just had to sit there.
Do that.
Yeah. That's what I say.
This is Emily Monroe. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi.
I am. You just sounded like one of those calls that we get,
automated?
A robocall. You're like, hello.
Hello. I have information about your car insurance.
Interested on a cruise?
Yeah.
What you got, girl, in Monroe? What's going on?
Okay, so my grandfather passed away in 2014. Before he passed away, he made a claim that his gun was stolen. And it was a very expensive gun. After he passed away, my mom, since she's the power of attorney,
mm-hmm.
The police called her in Charlotte, and it got stolen in Monroe. So she went up there, and it was the gun, but we found it after he passed away.
Mm.
So there was a wave of emotion going on.
Yeah.
So,
I bet, yeah.
But we were just glad that we found it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's so crazy how long it takes these guys to track you down, and then they do.
Yeah.
You know,
Dallas had somebody broke into Dallas's car like 2 Christmases ago and stole his wallet and a handgun. And we never got any of it back.
But you might get a call.
I don't know. I mean, there were they tried to use every credit card in there.
Did they bust the window or did you like leave the door unlocked?
No, my idiot husband left the door unlocked.
So it was like at your personal home.
It was at a friend's house, which was in a gated community.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, the gated, it's like if you have a gated community, it's an attraction.
It's an invitation to
come in. Well, my car has been having this issue where my front door in my car, my driver door, isn't locking.
Oh, so, sweet. You got a license plate number for us?
Yeah. What kind of a car do you drive?
You would make a written invitation?
That I'm having an issue with. So this is what I've been doing. I've been having to, like, hand lock it, but I can't get it unlocked. So I got to go to the passenger side, sit in. Open the door, get back out, walk around.
It's time for a new car.
Didn't you the other day tell me that the guy pulled in too tight next to you and you had to send Sterling in?
It's so true. The guy parked way too close. And so Sterling had to pull the car out so I can get into it. I'm standing watching Sterling. Meanwhile, we got fans going, hey, I'm a big fan of the show. And I'm kind of embarrassed because, like, I have to send my skinny boyfriend in to get my car because I can't fit to get
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but Sterling bagged it out, and I'm like, oh, thanks for listening.
So funny. That's awesome. All right, you guys, we're going to have a special surprise for Loren for her birthday coming up in under 5 minutes.
Love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hello, Matthew. To Loren, please.
She's here.
Hey.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Get lit.
Happy birthday to the fly ass Lauren.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That was the best rendition of Happy Birthday I have ever heard.
I like that they had to identify themselves. Yeah. Morning Madhouse, what's up?
Yeah.
What up? Happy birthday.
Hey, we had to, you know, we were playing songs for Loren in here, and we played Trey Songz' Open Up and Say Ah. And then we listened to the lyrics, and I think one of the lines, Roy, is play the booty like a bongo.
Yeah. I love that lyric.
And what do they mean by open up and say ah? I wonder. Is it the
okay? We so don't have to
pour
break
champagne down.
Ah,
the mouth.
Yeah, that's it.
She's drinking champagne.
Yeah, that's it.
Saying ah.
Look at that.
Right. Reasons or never mind.
Thanks, guys.
There they are. The morning madhouse popping in to say happy birthday, Loren. Could you see them through the window? Because I can't see them over there.
Yeah, they're the best.
Dude, they were really good in unison, too, weren't they?
They were committed.
Yeah, when they were saying, look at the window at us, they sounded really good. All together at the same time. It sounded beautiful.
It's perfectly harmonized.
Look at the window at us.
Larry's energy is always at a 10. Always.
Oh, in like at 5 a.m., he's at a 10.
And when he's not, I feel like there's something wrong.
Right. Like, you know? I'm not like that. Yeah. I'm very slow. You got to talk slow to me.
It's the complete opposite of Larry is Roy.
Right. And I love it when we ride the elevator in, too.
Yeah.
It's
doing
just
events together is a thing, too.
Oh, So Mr. Incognito, he's the producer for Morning Madhouse. And we did the AIDS walk. We've done it every year. And so, Loren and I, there's the year that you weren't there, although you and I did it this year with Incog. So Loren and I get out there, and we're like,
it was a lot earlier when we were there, though,
7:30 in the morning. Yeah. 7:30. Good morning, everyone. The Manny Moore of the Red Morning Show. Manny can't be here. Thank you all for coming out. Registration here, blah, blah, blah. Thank you guys so much. We'll play some music. And then Mr. Incognito gets out there, and he's like, what's up, AIDS Walk 2018?
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild. And people are high-fiving each other for no reason.
Roy and I are in the background looking at each other like, all right, maybe you should have gone first.
Yeah. I mean,
it was like Megyn Kelly, Oprah. Megyn Kelly, Oprah.
No one cares about Megyn Kelly when Oprah's beside her.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, listen, Incognito also spins, though, so he's out at the clubs a lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't do clubs. I don't do that.
Hello, everybody. Are you ready for the AIDS walk? Hopefully you've got your fanny packs and your water is all ready for you.
Sign up here. Don't break these rules.
Make sure you put on a ton of sunblock, too, as well, so you don't get any kind of sun issues.
And then you have Incog going, screw that sunblock. Listen up. We going to party. Air horn, the rap horn's going up.
Yeah, rap horn.
Yeah.
Everything to help him, nothing to help you.
Whatever he just said, don't do it.
What? I didn't even know there was a rap horn available.
Yeah.
There's always a rap horn when Incogna is around. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to mention this before we get out of here. A man who claimed he traveled from the year 6491.
Okay.
Okay.
He passed a lie detector test.
I don't believe in lie detector
tests. I know. People pass lie detector tests all the time.
Yeah.
James Oliver's story was doubted after he told investigators that he's from the year 6491 but got stuck in 2018 when his time machine broke down.
You know,
the experts say they're blown away, Loren, because the test results show he's actually telling the truth.
I believe that he believes it.
Which is why he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Paranormal YouTube site Apex TV They carried out the experiment, and it had bizarre results, of course. My planet is further away from the sun than yours, so it takes me longer to get around, he says. Although the man's got a Birmingham, Alabama accent.
So he's not even from Earth?
With southern twang. Good. He claims he's from outer space.
Uh-huh. Where's your time machine?
Hey, man, where the heck y'all been?
Oh, man, I've been over on this planet forever.
You still got that southern music that I like?
Ain't changed. We still got Luke Bryan up in 6043.
Oh, yeah? Let me ask you real quick. Whatever happened to Lynyrd Skynyrd?
That's real music.
Y'all got Posefus up in here?
Real music. That stuff died.
Describing life light years from now, he says more species and planets will be discovered, and there are flights coming between humans and aliens, and it'll be easier to get from planet to planet.
I like that he's not only a time traveler, but a space traveler.
He also says that global warming is going to get worse, and the world's going to get even hotter. He also says voting Republican will help.
That's good. That's a good move, man.
We'll post that video up at the MRL show with Maney, Roy, and Loren. Thanks so much for being part of the family. I used to believe.